This week in West Virginia history, Congressman Ken Heckler was born in New York on September 20, 1914, and celebrated his 100th birthday 2 years ago. During World War II, he served as a combat historian and earned the Bronze Star and 5 battle stars. Afterward, he taught at Princeton University and served on President Harry Truman's staff. In 1957, Heckler moved to West Virginia to teach at Marshall College, now University. From 1959 to 1977, he served in Congress and became an advocate for coal mine health and safety and environmental protection. He played key roles in passing the Federal Coal Mine Health and Safety Act and fought to limit the effects of strip mining and preserve the New River. And he was the only congressman to march with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, Alabama. Heckler lost a race for governor in 1976 and later failed several times to regain his congressional seat. Between 1985 and 2001, he served 4 terms as West Virginia's Secretary of State and became a vocal critic of mountaintop removal mining. Ken Heckler's book, The Bridge at Remagen, was made into a popular 1969 movie. For more information on Ken Heckler, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.